This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Blasted.
With guest host, Susie Schuster, live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I can't believe the Lakers are in the Western Conference Finals.
Jokic for three.
Got it at the horn! Right over Anthony Davis!
Major two-time MVP. You know, you tip your hat to him.
Earlier on the show, YES Network Yankees broadcaster Michael Kay, ESPN NBA reporter Lisa Salters, UCLA running backs coach Deshaun Foster. Coming up, Basketball Hall of Famer Shaquille O'Neal. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's Susie Schuster.
Back here on the Roku channel, Susie Schuster in for Rich Eisen. Thrilled to be here, and let's get right to it. You don't make Shaquille O'Neal wait. Well, I like to sometimes. Hi, Shaquille. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. How about yourself?
I am so well today. I'm having a really good day. Also, because you're on the phone and Cynthia came through and I don't have to sweat it. And I don't have to sit here wondering whether I'm going to have to ping you and start, like, you know, sending you texts and all that. How are you, babe?
I love you, but I did it for Rich.
What?
Wow. That's a first.
You're my friend.
That's a first.
What? That is so crap.
I know, but,
why?
No, but Rich and Ernie are always be good to me because they were always good to me, even during my bad times.
Oh my God, I was the one with you. What are you talking about?
You used to bad talk to me all the time in your articles.
Okay, you were so full of it. You were so full of it. I never bad talked you. I was there in the locker room with you every night.
You were worse than Bill Plaschke.
Okay. You know what? Somebody had to come correct with you. Somebody had to tell you what was up and what was down. My God, everyone's around kissing your butt and all that. I had to say it like it was. Come on. I still came in the locker room every night.
And you know what? That's what I respect about you. Like you would come in and say, you played terrible tonight. Like you would really say it. And I appreciate that, and I respect you for that.
You know, Shaquille, I was going to go with something else first, but let me ask you this. This plays right into a conversation we were having earlier. What advice would you give Ja Morant right now?
Nothing at all. You know, we know the rules. We know the unwritten rules. And remember, a mistake and a choice is two different things. I said this last time. You made a choice to turn on your IG Live. Forget what you were doing, right? But you made a choice to turn on your IG Live with no shirt in the strip club, right? And then your friend made a choice the other day to turn on IG Live. So, you know, listen, a lot of us probably ride around with the strap in the car. But, you know, we don't choose to press the IG Live and you know, let people know what we're doing. I think he's going to learn from his mistakes. But, listen, he's getting a lot of people saying this and saying that. I think he knows and understands that I think he would understand that he has a responsibility. I can remember my mother tell me one day, it's like, you have a responsibility. I was like, responsibility what? It's a responsibility to your organization, to your obligations, and to all the children that look up to you. It's an unwritten rule, especially with the NBA. You shouldn't do things like that. You know, I heard J.J. Redick saying he really didn't break a law, which is kind of true, but it's an unwritten rule in the corporate world. You can't do that. You can't go to a certain place, Susie, and start dancing on tables and start twirling your hair and doing that because, you know, you represent your husband, you represent your professionalism, and you represent this table that you're working for. So there's a lot of rules and a lot of unwritten rules, and we as gentlemen, we should have those rules memorized in our head. Like, he's going to get suspended. This may jeopardize the Nike deal. This may jeopardize the PowerPay deal. Might not get those opportunities back.
And if he wants to be like you, Shaquille, and he wants to be able to have relationships with, it seems like, every corporation in the world right now, you have to protect your name and your representation and your reputation at all.
Yeah, but I don't look at it like that. I always think about the higher power. And the higher power for me, besides God, is my mother, Susie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How would my mom feel sitting on the couch watching me do something like that? And I've always had the ability to stop time. Like I'm not perfect. I'll say some things and do some things, and I'll get a call from her. But a lot of times, like, okay, if I want to punch this guy in the face, what's going to happen? Probably get arrested. Boom, 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 boom. It'll be on TV. Your mom's not going to like it. Okay, just walk away. And I think he has to think about the higher power. And I said that last time, and I was hoping it would get around to him, but for him, the higher power should be his family and his daughter. Like, once I started having kids, I had to fall back on a lot of stuff that, like, you know, all the stuff I used to do in LA. Once I started having kids and doing that, I had to fall back on that because they represent me and I represent them.
Yep.
Everybody's waiting to see what Adam Silver's going to do. And, you know, he should have learned from the first time, but I guess he didn't. And so we'll see what happens. But I'm not going to bash a kid and do that. Like, you know, sometimes you just gotta figure out the hard way. Like my dad used to always tell me, if you don't listen, you're going to figure it out the hard way. So once Adam Silver comes down with whatever he's going to come down with.
Yeah, Sarge had you coming correct. Sarge had you coming correct, that is for sure. Shaquille O'Neal joining us here on The Rich Eisen Show. Speaking of unpacking, how many outfits or changes of clothes did you bring with you to Boston?
Well, I got 3 suits now, so I always bring 2 suits, but just in case I spill something on the suit, so 2 suits. But I'm going to leave immediately after game two, go back to Miami. Boston or Miami? I'll choose Miami for $200 richer.
Right? You leave it behind. What do you like in this game tonight, Shaquille?
I'm nervous. Let me tell you why. And I don't want to say this disrespectfully because he's a great player, but which Jason Tatum is going to show up? The one that's going to go 1-for-10 or the one that's going to go bonkers? So, but Miami, he's going to always be consistent how they play together, play tough. But if Jason goes off like he did in that game 7, maybe a long night for the Heat. So I just want to see which Jason shows up.
But you can't, you know, here's my question, though. It's not just him. I mean, is it how Tatum goes, the Celtics go? We talked about this last week with Embiid and the Sixers. So, I mean, do you believe that the Celtics, should he come out firing, are the better team?
No, I wouldn't say they're the better team. I mean, talent-wise, paper-wise, they got more names. But, you know, when you want to win, the team has to be playing at a certain level. Miami is playing at that level right now. Like, they got one superstar that's very unselfish, so you got a lot of guys getting shots in rhythm, playing hard. And, you know, Jimmy can do what Jason Tatum did. Like, once Jimmy says, I'm scoring, he can score the ball on anybody. So game one is always the fill-out game. But if I'm Jason Tatum, I'm trying to come out and get 50 and let everybody know. Because that game the other day, I missed it because I thought it was going to be at 8:30. So then when I went to watch it at 8:30, it wasn't on. And I saw the highlights. I was like, I don't believe I missed this game. Like, the highlights from that game were incredible. Because the game before that, you know, where he started off like 1-for-10, everybody's going, what's wrong with him? But he kept shooting, then he hit those 2 big shots in the fourth quarter. I was like, okay, Philadelphia is in trouble.
As for the West, what did you make from that game one fill-out game?
I thought Denver was going to blow them out early, and then the mighty Lakers came back, and then they cut it close. LeBron shot that 3 that was just short. And Denver almost gave it away. But Denver's going to have to continue to shoot like that if the Lakers are going to keep coming like that. So I think I think the Lakers can get game 2 because I don't think Denver's going to shoot like that.
How would you like to have played against Jokic? What do you think about that matchup?
Well, he wouldn't have played me one-on-one, so it doesn't matter. I would have played him one-on-one, and he's crafty. Probably would have got us, you know, I'm not known for defense, but ain't no way he could have played me one-on-one. And you could say it in Yugoslavia or Slavic, wherever he's from. Nobody played me one-on-one. You were there. You remember.
I remember. I was there every night, and you just said that you were Rich's friend. I'm not going to forget this one, by the way. I'm still smarting from that one.
I didn't. No, I never said that.
You kind of did. You said you were here for Rich.
No, I said. I can't believe I'm on Rich's show.
No, that is not what you said. You said that you were here for Rich, not for me, and I am hurt.
No, I never said that. I said I can't believe I'm on Rich's show talking to my favorite person.
That's so funny. God, it's so funny. I didn't hear that at all. I heard I'm only on because of Rich, and
no,
I thought to myself,
no. What
strange hell am I in right now? You are mine, Shaquille. No. You are my friend. Just like Michael Irvin was my friend first.
No, I said I'm only in this hotel because I'm rich.
Oh, that's right.
He is.
Yeah, I got this hotel. I'm looking at the Boston Harbor, the whole top floor. It's amazing.
And here I was the other night when Charles and Kenny were giving you a hard time and Ernie was crying his eyes out laughing at you because of the whole how many outfits did you pack for Miami, and I thought I was going to throw in a cute little question and they were laughing at you and I felt bad. Now I'm like, bring it on, boys. Hurt him. I'm going to call Charles and tell him that you chose rich over me.
It was funny, but I was trying to incorporate the story when I was playing with Dallas and Pat just told us to bring one suit. Because I remember we were up 3-2, and we had two games left in Dallas, and he told us to bring one suit. So I was trying to incorporate that story, but I got my math messed up.
Yeah, whatever. Now I'm just mad. Hey, let's just talk really quickly one question about the Spurs and about Victor Wembanyama, which is a fun name to say. He's so tall, Shaq. But he's so lithe. He's so skinny. I mean, like, how fast can this kid actually acclimate to NBA play?
I say really fast because guys are not playing down low anymore. Guys are not playing physical anymore. They're switching 1 through 5. He's a pick-and-pop guy. He can shoot pretty good. And he's tall. He's like a 7'4" Kevin Durant. So I think he can acclimate very, very quickly. And he's with the master. Like, having a kid like that go to the system, that's what I call the Spurs, the system. Having a kid like that go to the system, I think people better watch out. But this was our era, and banging, he'd be, you know, chicken noodle soup, like, kind of light. But, like, I'm watching how these guys play now, you know, especially, like, you know, Joel and Embiid. You're 6'11", you're not posting up, you're shooting jumpers, and then you got the nerve to say, me and James can't do it by ourselves. Yeah, because get your big ass down in the paint. If you get your big ass down in the paint, you can do it by yourself. But that's not how people play anymore. So this kid will be fine, and I wish him well.
Shaq, you got 2 seconds to play celebrity true or false with us, please.
Let's do it.
Okay. Mike, you got a mic drop? Let's go.
Celebrity true or false?
You can't handle the truth.
So you think TNT's fancy. We have a drop here. I mean, I'm just saying, like, whatever. The Rich Eisen Show comes correct.
First of all, whose voice is that? The female voice.
That was, okay, you know Dan Patrick's show, there's a guy named Seton. It's No. I don't do the voice that.
Oh, okay.
I can't talk like that.
I was going to say, you sound so sexy and sultry for Rich.
Oh,
yeah.
Rich Eisen Show.
Yeah, I don't go that direction, Shaquille. No, that's actually Seton from the Dan Patrick Show's wife. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just trying to be.
I was like, sexy, wexy.
Oh, come on, Shaquille. You know me better than that. All right, let's go. Ready?
All right, I'm ready. Let's go.
You once went to a meeting at Nike headquarters dressed head to toe in Reebok gear. True or false?
True.
And what was the reasoning?
Because I didn't want to have a Nike deal because they had already told me before, we're interested in you, but you're not going to get your own shoe. And we had already left Reebok. And Reebok said, we'll give you your own shoe. We'll give you what you want. So I wanted to go in there and possibly have them say, oh, why are you wearing Reebok stuff? Because they're going to give me my own shoe. And then I possibly wanted them to say, oh, we'll give you your own shoe. But, you know, they were big, bad Nike, and they didn't need me. They had Mike and all those other guys. So it's true.
I can't even believe it. It's like you'd think that it's Jordan's, it's Nike. You'd want to be a part of that, and you'd think they would throw anything in the kitchen sink at you. But I think your feet were so damn big that they were afraid they couldn't sell the shoes.
Yeah, but forget the shoe. I wanted my own shoe. Because I remember in college looking at the Jordan brand, and he had the Jumpman, and then I had a project, and that's when I created the Dunkman. So the Dunkman got it incorporated, and, you know, 50 states, and had to raise some money to get it, you know, incorporated in, you know, different countries. Trademarked. So it was a fun learning process. So now that I did all that and I was learning business, I want my own shoe and my emblem on my shoe.
By the way, that makes a lot of sense. And by the way, if you need an angel investor, I'll give you $5. All right, Roderick Chipfu Roachford initially hung up on you when you called about doing your first album, Shaq Diesel, because he thought you were an imposter. True or false?
True.
Wow.
And I had to call back, like a couple of times. Because that was unheard of. More athletes rapping, but celebrities rapping was, like, unheard of. Because, like, whenever a celebrity did a rap, it was always, like, one of those, you know, not good raps. So, me being the first to, you know, break them all. But the good thing is when I got with him, they put me through a test. Freestyle. Do this. How long you been doing it? And I passed the flying colors, and they was like, okay, we're going to do the song. And I already had my rap ready for the song. It's like, man, you're serious about this? And I was like, yep. But the crazy thing is I never wanted to do an album. I just wanted to do that with my favorite rap group. And then my agent, Lennon Armato, called me and said, hey, man, you're not going to believe it. I was like, what? Jive want to give you $10 million for three albums. So I was like, I'll take it. I'll take it.
Yep, those were back in the days when it was you and Kobe. Just rapper exactly. Versus rapper, right?
Susie, I was listening to Shaq Diesel getting ready for work today, as a matter of fact.
And how was it?
Hey, who's that talking?
That's TJ Shaq, sorry.
TJ, don't you ever in your life interrupt Susie.
Yeah, that was my bad. That was my bad, Shaq.
Oh.
What's wrong with you, man?
Oh,
but I was still
worry.
Bumping Shaq Diesel, though.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. All right, let's try another one. And by the way, thank you for that, Shaquille. You suddenly remember that I'm your friend, not rich. But it just took you a solid 16 and a half minutes. And don't think I forgot a single second. All right, you were denied entry to an Indiana nightclub while filming Blue Chips and took it out on the Pacers later that season, dropping 37 on them. True or false?
True.
What nightclub wouldn't let you in? That's so stupid.
I was in a town called Frankfort, Kentucky, and they wouldn't let me in. I was like, okay, no problem.
You were not okay, no problem. Weren't you like, what, are you kidding me?
No, because remember, so you don't let me in. What do? I get arrogant. I start telling you who I am. I start acting crazy. I get into a shout match. I get into a fight. What if my mom sees that?
Oh, that's
just
true.
Just walk away, buddy. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times, like I said, I have the ability to stop time because I never want my mama and now my kids and all the kids that are looking up to me to see me acting crazy. Again, it will happen every now and then, but if I have the ability and the wherewithal to just think about it, you know, make a choice. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like if you say something to me and I say something back and they catch it and I say something crazy, okay, maybe ask him, but I have a choice to make right now. The guy didn't let me in. Do I, like I said, am I arrogant? Hey, mother effer, this shit. I'm shooting the movie, blah, 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 blah. Or do I just say, all right, man, I understand. I walk away. So I just, you know, walked away.
And it's a lot more satisfying when you drop 37 as a result, too.
Exactly. On Reggie Miller's face.
All right, last one. When Larry David trips you on Curb Your Enthusiasm, the producers wanted to use a stuntman, but instead you insisted on doing it yourself. Is that true or false, Shaquille O'Neal?
It's true because even though I know I'm not a real actor, right? But for me, being a medium-level juvenile delinquent, getting all these opportunities, it's just fun for me. Like, forget how good the movie is. I did a movie. You know what I'm saying? Wow. I did a movie. I did six rap albums. I played for the Lakers. I did this. I did that. So when you get a call from a guy like Larry David, and he says, be in the thing, like, I want to be in the thing. And, you know, he's like, hey, we don't have scripts. We improv. I'm going to run it. I'm going to trip you, but we don't use a double. No, you're going to trip me, because guess what? If it's shot right and cut right, this would be one of the funniest scenes ever. And I wanted to be a part of that. So, you know, for me, it's all about opportunities. You know, I don't think about what happens after opportunities. Was it good? Was it bad? Like, it's just opportunities. Like, playing in L.A. and just looking, oh, my God, that's Jack. Hey, Jack, bend your knees, Shaq. You're right, Jack. Oh, my God, it's Adam. Adam, put me in a movie. We're in some camping in Camp Shaq. And like, it's just Denzel and his beautiful wife, you know, it was just great. So for me, it's all about, like I said, it's all about the opportunity. So that is correct.
What haven't you done, Shaquille? What haven't you done? No, I know. I'm going to let you go in a minute. What haven't you done?
I haven't skydived yet.
Would it be skydived? I have never skydived. I think I would never. Yeah. Would you do that? I would be so scared.
Me too.
Yeah,
so I went to this place in Georgia, right? And I sat through the class. It was like a little 5-hour class. And then the guy comes to me and says, "Hey, man, how much you weigh?" I said, "You know, I weigh about 3-something. He said, "Well, the weight limit is 2-something, but maybe I can get my mom to sew 2 pair of shoes together." And I thought about it, and I was like, you know what? What if his mom don't feel like sewing that thing? What if she used the cheap thread instead of the thick thread? So I never did it.
No, that's not.
I've done everything else except scuba dive. I went deep sea scuba diving, but I have not sky dove yet or sky dived, whatever.
No, Jews don't jump out of airplanes. We just fly in them. All right, before I let you go, who wins the NBA Finals?
I'm gonna go with Denver. Yeah. I have a question. Woj was bragging about how Victor Wembanyama is the best pick ever. You believe that?
No, I don't know how we say that he's the best pick ever. He's got the most potential. He's got a lot of potential, but the best ever? How do you know that?
Yeah, that's it. That's what I was saying. He was going and saying, "Oh, he's the boom, boom, boom." I was like, "Okay, whatever you say." But I think his kid will do great. The game is different because remember, he's a pick and pop guy. He's going to shoot jumpers, so he'll do well.
But how do you say he's the best ever? I mean, my God, we just met the kid. We haven't seen him play here yet.
He's like, this is the most boom, 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 number one pick ever, and I was like, ever in the history of the game ever.
Mm.
Who do you think is?
I don't know.
That's a pretty exclusive fraternity, the number one overall pick. You know.
It is.
But also, he said the best athlete ever, Shaquille. He didn't just say NBA. He said he could potentially be the most important athlete ever.
Yes, he did. He did say that. And I was like, huh?
That's a lot.
We'll see.
Say hi to the boys. Say hi to Charles. Say hi to Kenny and Ernie.
All
please
right.
Have fun with them.
Thank you.
And don't forget where your bread is buttered. You were my friend first, and we heard it here.
Hey, that picture you sent me with the dude with the glasses. Is that
Call me after the show. I said to Chris this morning, I said, I know how to get Shaq's attention. And let's go to commercial. Don't even say it. Don't get me in trouble. Love you lots.
Oh, never. Yeah, never. I'll never say it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Shaq.
That's the great Shaquille O'Neal right here on the Rich Eisen Show. And by the way, I can't tell you what I sent him, but it got him to call in on time. I'm just saying.
I can't wait for commercial to find this out.
Mm-hmm. We have calls on the phone. Do we have to take a commercial though, right? Can we just take a call?
Yeah.
Or
No. Break.
Oh, fine. We're doing it after break. All right, that was fun.
Call and talk to Susie.
Show.
Let's go.
Let's talk to me. Would you really have a bacon donut? That's disgusting. 844-204-RICH. And also, does Chris qualify to be a celebrity for a celebrity golf tournament? When we come back.
You see how much it costs to golf with him.
Men, do you get distracted during the day thinking about your underarms sweating, itching, or emitting an odor? Do those thoughts keep you from showing care when it counts? New and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant with 72-hour sweat and odor protection and 1-quarter moisturizing cream helps you forget about your underarms so you can be present for the moments that matter. Don't let underarm insecurities keep you at arm's distance from the ones you care about. Buy new and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant wherever personal care products are sold.
The boys of summer are playing on the Believe podcasts.
A product of baseball is much more watchable.
Get your baseball fix from podcasts like Wake and Rake, Farm to Show, and Ring the Bell.
He's not really hitting balls through the screws.
Plus, local podcasts like Believe in Astros and Believe in the Bronx.
You're going to have to get some more innings out of the rotation.
Just search BLEAV podcast wherever you listen.
Susie Schuster in for Rich Eisen. He's out today having an all-important colonoscopy. We should all get them, by the way, if you're over a certain age. Mike Del Tufo just tells me he had a blood test, so he didn't need one. That's insane, Mike.
No, I need
You're
one.
Too old. Go get one, okay? It's
one.
Not that bad. They gave you propofol. You take a little nap. You're fine.
Okay.
I think Rich is out cold at home right now. I'm at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com. Or just stop by. Dave from Nashville, you've been holding for a while. What's on your mind, Dave?
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
I can't believe the Big Shamrock did you like that.
He hosed me, Dave.
Have him on.
He was my friend first. This is ridiculous. We should get that Susan Waldman drop. He was your friend first. Remember that one with Roger Clemens? Dave, what's on your mind?
First of all, I want to wish Rich, tell him we hope all his troubles are behind him now.
Boom. Ba-da-bum. Uh-huh. You're welcome.
And I love hearing you twist the knife with Rich. It's so much fun. We want to hear about how he first asked you out and what that date might have been like. And we need some Susie Schuster mugs and T-shirts. What do you think?
I think you do need mugs and T-shirts. I think I should have my own line of everything. And I'm with you. And thank you for your support. I really do appreciate that, Dave. I'll tell you fast. He asked me out right when he met me, and we went on our first date 3 years later. So I'm just saying. We were best friends for 3 years. Best friends. He was so nice. He was way too nice. And I was like 24, and 24-year-olds don't like nice guys.
That's true.
That's facts.
But he would say, Dave, he would say, he was so nice. He was so great and so supportive, and yet that was not cool. So, but I will tell you, our first date really was we both had apartments on the Upper West Side. And he needed it wasn't really a date. He would say it was a date. Our first date was, I think, a couple years later. He calls it our first date because he asked me to go pick out a vest for the ESPYs. He and Stuart Scott were hosting the pregame for the ESPYs, the wonderful Stuart Scott. And so I went with him to pick out a vest. We walked from Lincoln Center all the way downtown into SoHo. And we just walked and walked and walked and walked all day. And he said, my sweet husband, who I think is home taking a nap now, I'll say it now. He said, I think that's the day that I fell in love with you. And I said, well, it took me another 3 years, but thank God you did. So that's the background, Dave.
Was that a five-mile walk?
Yeah, it was a great walk. That's the best thing about New York City. We were in the city for the Roku upfronts 2 weeks ago, the greatest bunch of people. We had the best time. And we did another one of those walks. We went to see a show. We saw an incredible play that Sean Hayes is in right now. And then we took the subway down to Broadway and Lafayette and walked to Brooklyn across the bridge. Neither one of us had ever walked over the Brooklyn Bridge. I went to college in New York City. My mother lives there. Rich is from New York City. Neither one of us had ever actually walked across the Brooklyn Bridge. So we love those New York City walks.
I did it once, and I remember the boards being really loose, and there were some holes in them. Is that still like that or no?
Yes. The boards are so loose and so crazy, and I had no idea that there were boards like that. I thought it had to have been some kind of, you know, incredible steelwork to get across the bridge, but it felt so old school and cool. It was really one of the best things I've done in a long time. So we kind of had a great time. Thanks, Dave.
Well, great. I'm going to keep checking his website to see if I can find some Susie mugs to buy.
Yeah, I got
enough rich ones now, but I need some.
No kidding. I know a guy who knows a guy. I'm going to call up Jerry and say I want my own line of stuff. Thanks a lot, Dave. Thanks for calling in. Turzo, is that you on line one?
All rise.
Hey, what's up, Susie?
How are you?
Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Hey, Susie, I'm definitely going to eat the maple bacon donut. They are absolutely delicious.
Okay.
It's the salty, savory, sweet. It's just a really good combination. One of my favorite donuts, but not my favorite.
The only donut that I will go for, and I bring donuts, I'm a pusher. I get food I normally won't eat just because it's more fun to actually have somebody have a good time with it. And I like to bring sidecar donuts. This time I did Randy's, which is a local old school place. But I like an old-fashioned glazed donut myself, Turzo.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing absolutely wrong with that. Hey, Brockman, one thing that when you're talking about the Joker earlier, one thing that whenever I see him playing, he's like a surgeon, man, because every pass is surgical, and the way he moves around, it's not just necessarily he's painting a masterpiece. It's like he's just picking people apart, you know, like he's in the surgery room. It's awesome to watch, and to see him and LeBron last night, just the way they were passing the ball, it was just beautiful, fun basketball.
Yeah, that's kind of what I said at the beginning as well. Just watching it, you could just tell it was super, super high level, like really A++ basketball on both sides, and that's why the game was so fun.
Hey, so one of the things that I was kind of thinking about, Susie, when you were talking with Shaq about Wimbianga and what Woj said, don't we have to think about kind of Shohei Ohtani? Like, he wasn't drafted, But if we're going to talk about somebody that's transcending the game, and you saw it, wouldn't he be kind of at the top of that discussion?
I think you are so right, Turzo, and thanks for calling in. I couldn't agree with you more.
Appreciate you guys.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think if you talk about Ohtani, you're talking about one of the most exciting players of all time. We talk about this all the time at our house, that because he's in Anaheim, oftentimes you don't hear as much about him. But we're starting to see more commercials. We're starting to see him break a little bit more into the daily flow of things. And wouldn't you have to say that he is undeniably one of the most talented players to ever step onto a diamond? Couldn't he transcend, Chris? I think we tend to feel like we look at these NBA players and we look at these NFL players as the greatest athletes of all time, but Shohei Ohtani is beyond special. And Michael Kay was on earlier in the show. If you miss Michael Kay, the Roku Rear will come back again, find it on YouTube, it'll be on social media, what have you, but he also spoke at length about his experience with Ohtani and whether or not he might potentially play in New York next year. But Chris, I mean, wouldn't you think that he transcends?
Oh, no question about it. It's funny to me about Shohei when it's like, oh, the best since Babe Ruth. Well, he's like in his own category now, because the Babe didn't really do both at the same time. He pitched first and then he became an all-time great hitter. He's doing it at the same time, Shohei Ohtani. It's unbelievable to watch. It's just so exciting every time he takes the mound. Every at-bat is kind of must-watch, even in a meaningless game in May. I can't get enough of watching him play. And hopefully they make the playoffs because, as Michael Kay pointed out and as I like to point out, Mike Trout's played 3 career playoff games. He has 12 at-bats.
In a Hall of Fame career.
In a top 10, maybe all-time player career.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we want to see these guys compete at the highest level. That's what made the Baseball Classic so fun, seeing these guys face off for the final out. And so, I'm fully on board anything Shohei Ohtani. It's like I said, I can't get enough of it.
And it's the way he comports himself, too. Like Shaquille mentioned that just earlier on the show. It's the way he comports himself. It's what he represents. Yeah. When you choose to play for a league and you choose to be a symbol of excellence, the way he comports himself, same as Aaron Judge, putting himself out there as an ideal athlete, as someone to look up to. We were talking about it before the show. I mean, all of you in youth sports out there, it's an example to follow, comportment and actually having a good attitude and not throwing your glove or yelling and screaming at your teammates or all that. We talked about that. Chris came to a couple of Cooper's games and was watching the reaction from some of the kids out there, TJ. And by the way, you are welcome to join us too at any of Cooper Eisen's athletic events.
Well, I mean, Little League's over. So
I know. We got volleyball playoffs next week. You want to come? We got a tennis match on Sunday. You'll be in New York for the Emmys, which is very exciting.
This is true, yeah.
844-204 Rich, by the way, is the number to call in case you forgot. But yeah, I mean, we got the Emmys coming up, which
aren't
is very
to?
Exciting. I'm going. Because who else is going to plan the dinner after?
That's a good point.
I mean, that's, I'm just saying.
That was literally when we found out we were fortunate enough to get nominated again. The first thing Brockman and I thought of was that dinner. And
is that right?
Having that again.
I mean, besides.
I've been lucky to go to that place a few times before last year. Yeah. So, yes, it's the highlight of any New York trip at this point.
It's booked, guys. It's booked. Table for 10 at 10.
Nice.
10, 12, something. Whatever. Chris, should we talk about your celebrity event that you're going to on the way? What qualifies one to be a
player?
We've
gotten a lot of mileage out of this.
What qualifies one to be a player in a celebrity tournament?
I would say, first of all, you'd have to be a celebrity.
Right.
That would be the first thing.
Also, do you think of Chris Brockman as an actor or as a, a voice on the Rich Eisen show? Are you an actor, Chris? Because you're listed as an actor.
I have been in things. Hmm. I do have some credits. I've done some non-credited work in some one-act plays out here. I think I qualify. I mean, Richard's really giving me a hard time about this, that how my inclusion didn't offend him as a celebrity, it offended Rich as an actor. And I say I put my chops up against Rich's, if we want to have an act-off.
Wow.
Act-off.
Let's have an act-off.
Act-off.
We could have an act-off.
Let's do an act-off.
I mean, I'm not saying I can cry on cue, but I'm convincing.
Who should be the judge for our act-off? Who do we have down here? Which Rich Eisen guest should we have?
Great question. We've had lots of A-listers.
A lot of
We've
A-listers.
Had Oscar winners in here.
Directors.
Henry Winkler.
We could just get Henry Winkler.
Let's get Henry Winkler in.
That would be
Chiefs fan Henry Winkler. Let's have.
That.
I'll call him on the way home.
Funny. That's yeah. pretty funny. That's We're spitballing here. That
Eric
might be,
Stone
that might
Street
be pretty
come?
Good. Yeah.
Well, why do we have...
We need someone unbiased and generally known as the friendliest person in Hollywood. I think Henry Winkler qualifies. Yeah,
Eric is a close second.
He's also biased.
A little biased
bias
towards
the rich side?
Yeah, for sure.
You think?
Yeah. Do you think?
Yeah, Brockman would have a... Yeah.
So, also, like I said, Susie, it would be discounting my time spent on the number one movie in America at the time, Just Married. You know, I also have credits, but no...
How did you get that role?
Well, it was an arduous audition process. Yeah. I mean, I had to see Sean Levy at least 3-4 times. Yeah.
At the lunch table or the dinner table?
Well, you know, it was behind the audition table. I had to go and I had to read, you know, and then had to, like, go to producers and... You know, it was tough. It was a lot of work for me to get that role as beach football player, number one.
Beach football player.
Number one.
Number one. Who was number two?
I think that was my boy Matt Mazant. He was number two. Yeah.
Nobody asks me to do anything. Like, hello, friends of mine who I see every day. I can be a fake newscaster. Hello. Can't just sit there, all right, guys, in 3, 2, 1. Right? I mean, can't I do that on some show, any of my nut job friends who have famous movies, like, hello, I'm available.
Well, that's what I'm hoping. Like, if LD decides to bring Kurt back, maybe he could write in, you know, that
that's a good idea.
One of the
Let's
guys comes
that with
to
Jeff
the
Schaefer.
Rich Eisen
100%.
Show.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Let's throw it out there. I just want to know for Chris's, let's go back to Chris.
Let's go back to me.
And I wish I'd asked Mike Hoskins ahead of time, but I didn't. In the flyer invite
website.
They have pictures of all the guys, but the pictures are covered by the words of their name and then actor. So it's like Chris Brockman. Mike, you're so great. Chris Brockman, actor and did I say Nair model?
Nair model. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. Updated after our
Kevin,
initial
Kevin was
foray.
Nice to call.
That's so nice.
Yesterday,
but also like it shields your face. So that way you don't know who he is anyway. And since you can't see him, you don't know who it is anyway. Is that why they do that? I've never
you
seen
see
this
a
before.
Giant bald head, and you're like, wait, what? Who? Let me just click on.
Oh, Michael Chiklis. Cool.
Michael Chiklis.
Hey, Chiklis at that shield. Vic Mackey's coming.
Yeah, he's
I'm gonna have a great time. Very excited to come to Jacksonville. Whoever I'm playing with, we're gonna have the best time. We are gonna be the best group.
And I'm sorry.
I'm not gonna promise a W. I'm sorry. But we're gonna have a great time. I will guarantee that.
If you're out there in Jacksonville listening, I mean, you should call in and give some recommendations for bars and restaurants and all those things. So do you know where to go in Jacksonville? You're there for 2 days.
I have no clue where I'm going. I'm there for 3 days plus.
Wow. No Cage, no Sarah.
Pretty excited.
That is not where I thought that was going to go.
I knew where that was going. I have a family.
Sarah, I hope you are watching. Please let Sarah be watching.
No, I'm just kidding. Look, obviously it's for a great cause. St. Jude, I'm very honored that Kevin invited me. I've gotten to know him the last few years at the Big Slick charity event that Sarah goes to, and I kind of tag along. You know, we're doing it for a really great cause, and I'm excited to be included. And like I said, just looking forward to having a great time and raising a lot of money.
And you're going to send Sarah somewhere really good on the flip side, right? I mean, she's probably out promoting her special, and she's obviously performing all the time.
She's going to Big Slick this year, and I'm staying back and being Dad of the Year. So this is my weekend away, and she's getting hers in a few weeks. So, yeah.
When is the Big Slick this year?
Big Slick is first weekend in June, obviously, in Kansas City.
Is Rich going?
Rich is trying to go.
Okay. I don't know. I was just wondering if you knew.
He's trying to clear his schedule. So you might have a weekend free to yourself as well.
Oh, that's cute. A weekend free with 3 kids? Sure.
Your kids are old. They can fend for themselves. My kid is a, you know, not.
No, your kid is a full-time job and the cutest guy I've ever seen. You could just toss your kid in with mine. Fend for themselves. You know, all you have to do is call an iPad.
Taylor can take care of herself, right?
Well, Taylor's smarter than those other two yokels. She can do what she wants.
Taylor's running the house when she's gone.
It's so true. It's so true. I won't call that a weekend off. I'll call that, you owe me? Is that a you owe me?
It's a you owe me, for sure.
Well, Rich goes every year to Hawaii. He goes every year with his guys to Hawaii. Oh, I finally went on a trip this
aware.
Year.
Yeah.
You're aware?
We're aware because we're not in Hawaii.
He's there and we're not.
I'm here all the time, so, you know.
You have been very loyal. Mike dumps me whenever he can go to Fox and, he goes over there to, switch stuff around.
I don't know you're here all the time. I wouldn't take off. I mean.
Come on, Mike.
Yeah, usually Felly's here.
Felly's here a lot with the Maserati, I'm just saying.
Wow. We just out?
Oh, no, she brings it up every time
Are we car-shaming, Felly?
Car-shaming is sick. Do you know what I did the other day with Cooper? It was so cool. There's a place here in Southern California called Galpin Ford. It's like one of these
Galpin
school.
Yeah,
in North Hills.
Galpin, yeah.
Cooper, as you guys know, for those of you who listen to the show, Cooper is a big sports guy, stats, numbers, like crazy. He's the same way with cars. I mean, since he was little, like he'd say cars. He sounded like he was from Boston. He's like, I love cars. He now, all he does in his free time is research cars. He'll do a car report for you. If you're bored, call 844-204-RICH or ask us on social. You're looking for a car? Give me a price range, give me an idea, and he'll send you like a full-on PowerPoint. We went to Galpin Ford. They have a 1930s, 1940s diner.
Oh, yeah,
and so we went to the old school diner.
That's awesome.
Got burger and fries. Then we went car shopping just for fun just looked at cars.
What'd you get?
What did I get? Nothing. I'm out of change right now. But we went and looked at all sorts of like Aston Martins and Range
Galpin's
Rovers
like
and all that
manufacturer.
Stuff. It was sick.
The one in the valley you went to?
Yeah, they have
like everything there.
Yeah, it was sick. We drove, and then I may have said I'm interested, so we went for a test drive in a $300,000 car.
Uh-oh.
An Aston Martin with orange leather interiors.
Whoa.
And Cooper's like, Mom, I think you should get this car. I'm like, I don't think so, Coop, but thanks for playing. It was so much fun.
Cage is always telling me, go faster! And I'm like, Cage, we're in bumper-to-bumper traffic. I can't go anywhere.
Have I told you how Rich and I sometimes have races on the way home? That's not so good. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll close up shop, and Rich will probably never let me get in the car again. Susie Schuster in for Rich Eisen. I will be back in the chair on Friday, but that chair, while Chris is out for a celebrity golf tournament, and I say celebrity in quotations because Chris is a celebrity, but whatever. I'm just saying I will be back in that chair on Friday. I'll bring the donuts. I'll still bring stuff, TJ.
I think it's time for the other thing.
You want champagne Friday?
Might as well.
We still have a bottle here, guys. So I have to do everything. This is really ridiculous.
Hey, Suze, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
So, you know, every now and then we'll be talking about stuff and Rich will throw something out. It'll be like, oh, by the way, ask Susie about blah, blah, blah when she's here. So on April the 13th, I'm not sure what we talked about, but I wrote down.
You took notes. This is fantastic. I always see
He said, ask Susie about her 40 time. Did you run the 40?
So I want to thank Shaquille O'Neal for coming on today. He was fantastic. Michael Kay was great.
Wow. Okay.
Deshaun Foster in person. So here's the thing. Okay. So I'm 50, right? And I'm vain and I just kind of like being a better athlete than Rich. I'm from New England, although he's really good at tennis.
And pickleball too, right?
I don't play. That's not a sport. So,
God bless you, Susie.
So I never run the 40 because I want Rich to think that I'm faster than him.
Mm-hmm.
And in my mind, I want to be faster than him. And I was like, you know what? I'm 50. I'm healthy. I'm great. And I'm going to get over this. Like, get over yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't warm up, of course, because I'm an idiot. Susie. Yeah. I know, Mikey.
I
didn't warm up. I've got my kids out there. They're running. And I'm like, you know what? While no one's looking, I'm going to run.
This is at the Coliseum.
This is at the Rose Bowl.
Oh, the Rose Bowl. Yeah. I'm sorry, the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, the Dayton set up for us. And so I'm going to run. And I'm going to be like the wind. And I get out there and, you know, there's bitchy resting face. I have bitchy running face. And I just look so angry the whole time, which is great. And I get out there and I'm like, I think I beat 6'7".
Whoa.
I was horrified. I was so pissed. I'm going again. I am so angry. I'm going to go back out there.
6'7".
And I get in there. I think of Dion in my head. No fat runners. I see a lot of fat runners, but not a lot of fat sprinters. Dion's in my head. I've watched Rich do this so many times where I'm like, stay down, get down. In my head, I am the world's fastest woman. I'm FloJo.
Yeah.
Getting busy on a track.
6'7". I suck at sprinting, apparently. And then, by the way, almost blew out my knee doing it.
Oh,
you know, my knee's been reconstructed a couple times. And I was like, literally for 2 weeks after that, my knee blew up. This is a great story. But I was so pissed off that he was faster than I am. So that's why Rich wanted to share that one. Yes, honey, you're faster than I am. But not next year, you're not. Next year's 20.
You're training?
Next year's 20. I am starting training now. No carbs, no sugar. I will beat you next year, Rich Eisen. I did not this year. That sucked. Thanks, TJ. That's great. Appreciate you bringing that up.
Well, I thought it was going to be a good story for you.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Because why would he tell me to ask you about something that made you look
likes
bad?
That's being faster than me. That's why. Because he liked it. He liked being faster than me. But hey, Rich.
Not next year.
I see you. Next year. You, me, 40, 20. He's, you know, he's TB20ing for now, TB12ing for next year. He's going to start up very soon.
Tom Brady.
Yeah,
he is. No, he's not.
No way. Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
Yeah,
he is. No way.
Yeah, he is.
I'll take that bet against him.
How sweet.
The jelly bean wrappers in the car. Michael, bye bye. No, American cheese wrappers.
No, absolutely not.
You think?
No, yeah, there's no way.
He's out cold, by the way, right now. Breaking news, people. Rich Eisen's taking a nap.
I've been around him for this for over a dozen years.
He says TB12. Himself,
he's begged him
setting
to train.
This up.
Right, Brockman I've been trying to get
you.
You
begging
to get
him to train? What do you think I'm doing? Exactly. I'm like train already.
And then he's like, "Oh, when you're running, I'm running in 2 weeks. Really? What have you done?
Nothing. Remember the couple times he ran out with some sprinters? He had Herman, the trainer, for a while.
Michael
he got
Johnson
into it.
Tried. Brandon Marshall tried.
Brandon Marshall tried. Yep.
Deion's tried.
Irv.
Nope. You know who's trying now? My friend Tom Brady. I'm just saying, I think honestly, Rich gets so intimidated with Tom Brady, like, he's so handsome, he's Tom Brady. If Tom Brady offers it, he's doing it. So guess what, Tom? Hey, call me. We'll talk about his training. I'm ready for this. I'm ready for St. Jude number 20. It's coming next year. My thanks to everybody here on the Rich Eisen Show, Adam in the back, and Mike, and Sarah, and Liz, TJ, Del Tuvo, Chris, you're fine, I guess. I'll thanks. Be in your chair on Friday.
Hey.
You love Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now get to know her on Give Them Lala.
With her assistant, Jess.
What you did not see is when Raquel arrives and she wants to talk to me, I made her sit in a corner.
Explain.
Sat in a corner booth all by herself in the dark.
Waiting for to talk to you.
Waiting for me to finish dancing to 50 Cent.
It's my birthday.
Sit in a corner.
Give Them Lala wherever you listen.